the fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Yes, a theme is emerging here. Have you ever wondered why time seems to speed up with each passing year? Could it be because you're having fun, as the old saying goes? Well, apparently it's actually to do with physics and ageing. Adrian Bejan is a professor of mechanical engineering at Duke University and the author of a new book, The Physics of Life, and he joins us on Drive. Adrian, welcome.
Thank you very much
Take us through the science. Why does time go faster the longer we've been alive?
It goes that way because time to us, meaning the individual who thinks, is not clock time. It's not the continuous fall of the sand through the hourglass. Time to us is a sequence of snapshots registered by the sensory organs, for example, the eyes. And these snapshots correspond to changes in the observation. Changes are what trigger the information from the eye to the cortex. And those changes, of course, are stored like those Tetris game bricks in the construction and the edifice of the brain. Now, there's a time interval between the snapshots. And with age, that time interval is increasing. The reason is that the length of the path from the eye to the brain increases with age because the body grows. Every piece of every organ grows as the animal body size increases. At the same time, with age, the speed of transmission along those pathways decreases for many reasons. Degradation, accident, rupture, another thing you hear about from your doctor. But most basic is the fact that as the body size increases, the speed of the muscles, the so-called saccade, the jerky movement of the pupil. The pupil is, of course, scanning the image in all directions. That the movement slows down because in bigger animals, movement is of lower frequency.
So because of all of these different image processing systems that happen as we age, we actually genuinely do feel like things are happening really fast. And this accelerates right till we die?
Yeah, correct. In fact, it accelerates in the sense that per unit of clock time, the images are fewer and fewer. Until, unfortunately, the images stop happening because, obviously, the eye and everything else dies, which means its flows cease. So there's only one direction when it comes to mind time. I call it mind time as opposed to clock time. And that direction is toward greater dissonance or divergence from the clock time. Time to the individual is something else. It has to do with perception and is personal. The time that I sense is not the time that you sense. And a lot of that, the difference has to do with the fact that we are of different age.
So it's not that time flies because you're having fun at all, is it? It's basically time flies because you're getting really old.
Correct. That's what it is. And incidentally, even when one is young and the time is not flying that fast, if that person makes the mistake of not sleeping during the night, for example, partying before an exam or before a big game that this person is playing, then fatigue has the same effect on the mind time that aging does. Fatigue slows down the frequency at which these snapshots are in fact registered. And just to make a joke of autobiographical character, the player who plays after sleepless nights cannot anticipate the ball. The ball hits him in the head.
That's right. The ball hits you in the head. Well, this has been a great chat. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Adrian Bejan is a professor of mechanical engineering at Duke University and the author of a new book, The Physics of Life. Has that explained something to you? Feel like time's going by a little faster as you're getting older?